From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. 15 years before he ran for president, Donald Trump claimed in an interview that he, quote, could be the first presidential candidate to run and make money on it. A new report by Public Citizen's Corporate Presidency Project has found that Trump has made good on his promise and that the president is millions of dollars richer because of deliberate campaign spending and government use of his hotels, airplanes, restaurants, and golf courses. Trump supporters might contend he's simply smart and business savvy for being able to do this. But is it really ethical for a sitting president to use the office of the White House to personally enrich himself so much? And more importantly, is it legal? My guest is Alan Zibel. He is a research director of Public Citizen's Corporate Presidency Project and author of the new report. It's called The Art of the Self-Deal, Political and Taxpayer Spending at Trump's Properties. Welcome to the program, Alan.
Hi, how are you doing today? Good to be
doing
here.
Well. Thanks so much for joining us. So this is, of course, something that has been a concern right from the start because Trump is sort of unprecedented in being a person, a president who is a business owner, who has so much sort of property and assets and branding. So how did you get the data to put this report together? Where did the details come from?
Yeah, so we decided in this report to take a broad look at back to when this all started in 2015 and see if we could calculate as much as we could about how much Trump had earned in federal spending and in, you know, that's taxpayer spending and political spending, how much of that went to his own businesses. So what I did first was look at the Federal Election Commission records. Sorted that by, you know, spending at entities named Trump, because most of his entities are named Trump in some way or other.
So that makes it a little easier since, of course, his product is his brand, right?
From a data perspective, yeah. And so in addition to that, I looked at Mar-a-Lago. And then I noticed in press reports that his campaign plane was owned by an entity called Tag Air, which is another Trump-controlled entity. Mm. And that actually, that Tag Air makes up the by far the largest category of Trump's spending. I think we had, let me look here, I think the total to that entity was 62% or $9.2 million of the $15 million that we found. So basically he, you know, through a bunch of LLCs, he owns a plane that his campaign used, and he reimbursed himself essentially for use of that plane. And then the Secret Service in turn reimbursed some of that money as well for the agents that flew on his campaign plane. So he was taking campaign money and directing that to a airline or, you know, private jet that he owned, which is, I think, unprecedented. I mean, I think, you know, these days, you know, many of the presidential candidates have their campaign plane. Hillary Clinton did, but she didn't own it.
Right.
So there was no opportunity there to use her donors to
enrich herself.
To enrich herself, or at least offset. I mean, Trump, you know, to be fair, Trump did spend some of his own money, a good deal of his own money on the campaign, but he did end up reimbursing himself to the what appears to be the greatest extent possible.
Hmm. Now, so did your report cover the entire time that he was campaigning for president and his presidency so far?
Yep. Okay. So we went back to the beginning of 2015. There's a little bit of campaign spending, maybe $20,000 total in 2013 and 2014. This is just sort of like miscellaneous political campaigns that had events at the Trump Tower, you know, in New York or somewhere else. That, you know, that always showed to me that it was the Trump properties were not big locations for political events before this, before his presidential campaign was launched. But beginning of 2015, even before the campaign launch, there started to be events happening at Trump properties. That's all recorded in the federal campaign database, and if you know how to use it, it's
So
actually not very hard.
basically, donors, big and small, and of course, he got a lot of donations from his wealthy friends and colleagues, but he also got donations from his sort of rank and file supporters. Many of those donations, a big portion of them, went into his own pocket because he insisted on using his own products, his own hotels, his own restaurants. Now, that's one thing. Another thing to use tax money, you mentioned the Secret Service, but Trump has this habit or desire to want to hold high-level meetings at his own properties, at Mar-a-Lago, etc. Again, is this unprecedented?
This is unprecedented. Yeah, we don't know. I mean, you can't imagine any other president, owning any hotels, right? Have we had any presidents who've owned even one hotel? No,
Right.
he owns, dozens, or has some sort of ownership interest in do dozens. I think the thing to point out on the federal agency spending is that that picture is just trickling out. There was a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, request from a group known as Property of the People, which has been very aggressive on this, and they found $138,000 of Defense Department spending. We and a bunch of other groups have been pursuing FOIA requests with the Secret Service, and they've put out a very limited amount of information so far, just on a series of trips that Trump took to Mar-a-Lago back in a year ago. That added up to about $64,000, but that's only a small number, a small subset of the travel that the Secret Service has been taking with him this, since he was inaugurated.
So it's one thing for the president to go to his own properties and have these meetings. What about federal agencies? Are agencies like, the EPA or other federal government agencies, the FCC, are they, whether they're being directed to do so or whether they feel they should, are they using Trump properties to hold meetings and conferences, etc.?
Probably.
And is there a way for
Well,
us to find out?
all of this information is starting to trickle out. As I said, with FOIA requests. I mean, the Secret Service is sort of inevitable because that's just where Trump goes. He likes to have dinner at his own, restaurant. He doesn't tend to eat at other restaurants that are owned by anyone else other than himself. And there was a Defense Department, $140,000. But we don't know. I would not be shocked to see that there was EPA spending, Scott Pruitt spending at a Trump
So wait,
hotel
you
or
mentioned def
Zinke.
the Defense Department spending. Where's that
Yes.
coming from? What is that related to?
It was about $140,000, and it was really all over the world. I mean, it was. Here, let me pull that one up here. I
So
mean,
the
there's.
Defense Department is using Trump properties all over the world in their Defense
Well, let's
Department
see.
related work, potentially?
Well, I mean, yeah, yes. I mean, you could. There were listings in here, and I have this all linked on our website. But there was spending in Las Vegas, in Panama,
By the Defense Department, not Trump.
by the Defense Department at Trump hotels in these places. There was Miami, Panama. It's mainly, Yeah, mainly those two locations. Why? We don't know why. We don't know why the Defense Department was in Panama, what they were doing there. Was it just an accident? Did they
We
just
know there
happen to
was a
be
big
there?
spat with a hotel that Trump owned in Panama, and was forced to sell the branding. But yeah, the Defense Department being in Panama at a Trump branded hotel is a really interesting question. So because these things are so unprecedented, we of course are, it seems as though you and other researchers looking into this have to start from scratch, right, in terms of trying to get some accountability.
Yeah, I mean, this is really cobbling together information. The other thing I wanted to point out is that other Republican candidates have really flocked, really gravitated to Trump properties, particularly the new Trump International Hotel down the street from the White House in Washington. So there were several Republican political candidates. Bill Shuster for Congress is one. Texans for Jody Arrington. Kevin McCarthy from California. There's a bunch of people who spent money at the Trump Hotel and other Trump properties. And another trend is about $700,000 or more came from the Republican National Committee, which is taking over. I believe CNBC, I think it was, reported that the Republican National Committee is paying for the Trump reelection campaign's office space at the Trump Tower in New York. So we don't have proof that Trump ordered the party to do that, but it raises questions as to whether, you know, somebody in the White House is telling the Republican Party, you need to start covering our office.
And they may not even need to do that, right? I mean, if somebody wants to curry favor with the president, and their name shows up on you know, the clients of a hotel that the president owns, they may hope that the president looks upon them a little bit more favorably. I mean, there's no way to tease these things apart unless there's a specific paper trail. You know, it's unlikely you're going to find an email from Trump saying you better stay at my hotel.
Right. And it's right. And foreign, you know, foreign governments, they're, I didn't get into that in this report because we kind of, you know, focused on self-dealing, but there, in other research that we've done, there's been, you know, events held by the Saudis, by the Kuwaitis, I think by the Emiratis, don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure the Emiratis did an event at the Trump Hotel. The foreign government money is fairly astounding. There's also interest groups, lobbying groups. The as we speak right now, the payday lenders are having an event at the Trump Doral in Florida, at one of the Florida properties. So it's remarkable, and you know, it's something that we think that people need to pay more attention to.
Now, I understand that that the Trump Organization, you point out in your report, the Trump Organization said that essentially wrote a check to the U.S. Treasury because Trump had promised that he would pay back any taxpayer funds that went to his own properties. So is he making good on that? Is there a way to find out what that check covered and why it was the amount that it was?
So the pledge was to return to the treasury profits from foreign governments staying at Trump hotels, wholly owned Trump hotels in the U.S. So I don't think this covers.
Okay, so not taxpayer expenses, but foreign governments.
Foreign governments at U.S. hotels. So this doesn't cover anything in India. This doesn't cover anything in Panama. They said they would donate money. They say they made a donation of
I'm looking at it right now, $151,470. So
yes, that amount. Yes, they made what would seem to be a very small donation to the Treasury to cover that. We don't have any idea how they calculated it. They released no.
And itemized. Again, this is an unprecedented thing. It's not like the Treasury can say, well, we need to audit the Trump Organization to ensure that this estimate is clear, because it's never happened before.
Right. And Treasury didn't require this. It's not something the Treasury asked for. They just did. So we don't, other than, you know, FOIA requests and, you know, which can take a long time, especially with the Treasury. It's going to be a long time before we find out, you know, how they got to that number.
So this may be Trump trying to protect himself from accusations of accepting foreign influence, financial influence. But there's no way to necessarily be able to tell whether it was accurate or not.
That's clear how the Trump business intended it. You know, Eric and Don Jr. and I think an attorney run that business now, and they came up with that idea as a way to cover it, but then have released pretty much no documentation on how they came up with the number, and so we're sort of left, you know, guessing.
Now we talked about the use of Trump's airplanes, hotels, restaurants, But there's also a bottled water company that there's been political and taxpayer money going to.
Right. It's called Trump Ice, LLC called Trump Ice. And they serve Trump branded bottled water. At least they did during the campaign. I don't know whether that is like, I don't think that they're serving Trump branded water at the White House, but you never know.
You never know.
They do seem to have wound down Trump steaks, which was a thing that for a while, I think before the campaign, but they had a steak. They had a steak branding deal.
Steak, yeah. Like meat.
Yep.
Yes. Right. Yes. So obviously this is terribly unethical. It's unprecedented, so it makes it really hard to sort of compare or judge. Is it legal? How much of this is legal? How much of this is something that, a lawyer might say, well, you know, this is the public being fleeced. We need to tackle this. This is violating some law.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have no indication that any of this is violating any laws. I mean, we think, you know, perhaps it should violate a law. We should, you know, there's legislation in Congress that could address some of this. But I think it's just a situation that the public was really unprepared for. I don't think the framers really contemplated.
Right. Up until now, we've sort of relied on the self-discretion of presidents to ensure that they don't appear to be personally enriching themselves from their presidency. The country's never really had a president that made it that made being president a part of his business plan.
Right. I want to amend one thing. I mean, in terms of the legality, and I'm not a lawyer, but there is ongoing litigation about the emoluments issue.
Right.
Whether it's legal to, you know, whether it constitutes a bribe for a foreign government or like a domestic government to spend money at a Trump property. I mean, there's concerns on both fronts. There's a Trump hotel in Mississippi that's being built with state, you know, some taxpayer money there. So there's a question of that, whether that's a domestic emolument. There's all kinds of concerns about foreign emoluments, and there's ongoing litigation over the state of Maryland and the District of Columbia are suing over the hotel in D.C. and whether they're improperly losing business because of that, and so thankfully that seems to be likely to be litigated, and maybe as a result of that we might get to discovery, we might get to depositions where we could get some
right
some real information.
I mean, other businesses are losing out. This is unfair competition from the president. Alan, where can people find out more about your report, and where can they learn about the project that your research director?
Sure. Yeah, we have a dedicated website for this. I mean, in addition to our main website is citizen.org, but we have a dedicated website, www.corporatepresidency.org, that has a running list of stories and reports all related to this. So
and we'll
we'd
post,
love it if you could check it out.
We'll post a link to that. That's corporatepresidency.org. Alan, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
My guest has been Alan Zibel, Research Director of Public Citizen's Corporate Presidency Project. We've been discussing his new report. It's called The Art of the Self-Deal, Political and Taxpayer Spending at Trump's Properties. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.